Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway View of GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:10 in St. Louis, host of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air Heating and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn. Doug, on your left is Ben Fredrickson.
I saw him sitting over there. Hello, Ben Fred.
How's it going? Doug and I were here about 2 hours ago, Tim, for the pre-show meeting.
Right, and I'm in the back in the pre-show meeting.
Right. Yeah, as you were really breaking it down.
Right.
We were just basically scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm. Scratch, the gerbil.
See, I don't know what that means already.
Scratch.
I don't know.
The gerbil. On the program today, Derek Gould will be with us live from Milwaukee Cardinals with the day game today, and your emails for the Hot Shots email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. 2 weeks from today, we will be at Hot Shots in Fenton for TMA Live, the Yankee Stadium of Hot Shots. And that takes place 2 weeks from tonight, and it's presented by Bud Select, which is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Some people like to start their weekends on Thursday, and I would recommend you do so. With a Bud Select.
Thursday's a good night to get it going. When I was in college, we used to always say, Thursday is our night to howl. Go out Thursday.
And was that mean you're going to bottom?
Blow off classes on Friday. Blow it off. And then it's like, it feels like a four-day weekend.
What would you do on Thursdays?
I'd go to the bars.
Hey, what would you do?
Harpo's and, I can forget the name of the other place. Harpo's mostly.
Was Harpo's still, they had a sticky floor back then? When I was in college, the floor was always, every time you walk around.
I was there once this last fall because my son is, I don't just go to the college bars now, my son is there. And the line to get in Harpo's was every bit of a block long.
Well, that's why you got to go with Michael Porter Jr. Get right in.
Huh. He wasn't there yet. He wasn't there yet.
That's a nice hat there you got, Tim. That's a very Mizzou Cardinals hat.
It's blue and gold.
Oh, I thought it was black and gold.
Doug, I'm colorblind. Is this blue or black?
It looks like navy blue.
Thank you, Matt Rocchio.
It's sharp.
Official color determiner here on this. Mm-hmm.
I've not seen that before.
Yeah, I saw it, Doug. It's when we were doing the show in Chicago about a year ago, really, because it was August of 2016, and Deke Dotem was there. He had a French fry bucket hat. I liked that hat. I didn't get it, but his buddy, Shy Playbaby, had this hat. And I said, what up, Shy? He said, sup, Tim? And I said, like that lid, brah. He's like,
oh, that's cool talk. And
I'm like, hey, man, let me put that on. And then because my head's a mess, it kind of tilted to the left. But
that's not why you wear a hat, though, is it?
So it tilts to the left?
No, because it's you don't like the shape of your head.
And I've been wearing a hat really almost every day since high school, I guess. University High School.
If you're gonna shave,
I had long lid, and I had Anna Marie goes last night. We were watching Cardinal game, huge win. I think they're gonna turn it around now and win the World Series.
And if we can just get hot, we can win this baby.
Right. And she goes, what's going on with his hair regarding Trevor Rosenthal, which is kind of an odd thing he's got going. I said, oh, that's what I looked like my freshman year at Missouri.
No fooling.
Because I had a long lid, and then for whatever reason, it would curl out the back of my Notre Dame cap.
Bit of a mullet.
Which some of the people destroyed at the Sigma Chi house while I was a pledge.
Some of the upperclassmen didn't care for it.
Right.
And they weren't shy about telling you that.
Right. Well, no, they just walked in and destroyed it.
Just immediately.
Yeah.
But if you're going to shave your head now, you probably ought to have a hat on or you'd be highly susceptible to sunburn up there.
Well, yeah, I guess I didn't even think about
that.
I've just been wearing a hat for 25 years, so, you know.
Put the SPF on it every day.
Oh, I do.
You'd have to.
I do. But not just my head. Like, do you use the spray or the lotion sunblock?
Whatever I have.
Yeah. I like the spray.
I'm not
picky. I like the spray, too.
You don't have to rub it in.
Yeah, but it's probably not as effective as the lotion.
Well, none of it really works.
It doesn't work?
I don't think sunscreen really works.
Wow, this is going to be a Thompson Coburn moment.
Why would you say such a thing?
Every time I use it, I get sunburned still.
Maybe you don't have the right level, baby.
You got to reapply. Well, I think it works. I think, maybe you're not putting on enough. Or
I don't think it works.
You get sunburned right
it
over
just makes
the...
you feel better.
You think it's a psychological salve?
Yes, people who apply often are more cautious about the sun anyway. You know
I have
what I'm
to
saying?
Go to the dermatologist think every now and then because I've had skin cancer with my complexion.
Just hack it out.
And they tell me to put it on every day, winter, whenever. I'd say, really? Seriously? I'm inside. No, you got to put that on my ears. And everything. Come on, I'm not doing that.
I'm with you. It's a pain to put that on. Think how much time that would take.
And
putting it on every single annoying. Day.
And then, you, then you're oily. Yeah, exactly.
You know, sometimes the cure's worse than the disease. I say that because I don't have it very bad. But,
nice take.
You know.
855-282-8255. Do you like sunblock? 855.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
282-8255.
It's okay to need it and not like it.
You can text it, or you can call in. We do this press conference Thursday thing with listeners calling. They have questions.
This is what we do when we got nothing.
We haven't had anything ever.
No.
It's always a press conference day when I'm in here.
Yeah.
I'm sensing a theme.
Yeah. And then we take like two calls and, you know, essentially just... Well, Cardinals looked good last night. Maybe this will be the game that turns him around. Yachty sure showed Matheny last night. I guess he's not tired and kind of do that stuff.
Yeah.
So, where are all the Yachty or Molina haters now? Doug?
That's our take right there. Call in and dispute it. Go ahead. Call in, big man.
Nice.
And the listeners will call and ridicule everyone who calls, and so no one will call, and then we'll just sit
Well, they
here.
Get told to kill themselves.
Yeah.
That hurts press conference Thursday.
They're told to drink bleach, do whatever it takes to end their lives, and we wonder why no one calls in.
People text in like the Dickens, though. Go to the beach with sunblock on for a day and then go a day without and tell me if it works. Oh, somebody, so you got in somebody's kitchen. Johnny Coppertone here.
Right.
Dermatologist texting in.
Yep. A lot of medical doctors listen.
Oh, I had some sunburns when I was little. I was just lobster red.
Worst place you ever had one?
My back. I had it on my shoulders and back.
I had
blisters and everything. So
bad. Yeah.
Top of the feet is not good.
Ass is the worst.
Oh, how could that possibly happen?
You really don't listen to the show, do you?
Tito again,
talk about
it?
Where we go. Yeah, but you know, you put the sunscreen on, but still, if you get burnt on your ass, I mean, you can't sit.
Hmm.
It hurts like a bitch.
I'm guessing if you go to the nude beach, there's all kinds of places you forget to put sunscreen.
No, there's one that you always remember.
Because
that would hurt even worse than the butt.
And then that would essentially ruin your hedonism trip because you wouldn't be able to use it.
Couldn't use it.
Mm. Doug?
Take a few days for the...
Didn't take long.
Burn
it took us roughly 8 minutes to get around to naked sunbathing and hedonism.
Right.
That's how long it took.
The question was, bro, what's the worst part to burn? And that was it.
After this victory, after what Molina just did...
Nice.
Now we get down to hedonism.
Nice. Give me
now we get down to naked sunbathing and what hurts and what doesn't hurt.
I didn't ask the question.
After what Molina just did...
Nice.
In the wake of all that's happened... This is what we're going to talk about. Two home runs, not one, and a two-base hit, and a runner thrown out. And 8 minutes into this show, we're talking about the buttocks and the problems of it being sunburned. I'm tired of it.
Al Sharpton.
He's from Puerto Rico. I'm sure there's plenty of nude beaches in Puerto Rico.
Probably
nice
so.
Nice way to call it back.
Yeah.
Guys, what's up with all this sunburn talk? It doesn't compute, B. Thanks, that's from Manchild79.
All right.
It is a white topic.
Yeah, pretty redheaded topic, especially. You know, boy, you got light red hair, light complexion. Boy, we struggle.
Tim Rosenthal mentioned in a recent interview that he's moving to the Tim McKernan freshman year hairstyle, and it's what's helped him turn it around. Thanks, that's from Mickey Mic Drop. Ooh. Mickey Mic Drop.
I was actually hoping that wouldn't get out on air, because I was going to do some digging on that, yeah, but too late now.
Well, something has turned him around.
Jack.
Suddenly he's unhittable. Totally unhittable.
And he can go more than three innings, apparently. More than one inning, I mean. Yeah. More than three outs. He can go five innings! No, he can pitch multiple innings, we've learned.
That's an old school Goose Gossage type of save when you go three innings or so.
His hair
Engine 42.
Yeah, Suter used to do that occasionally.
His hair must grow pretty fast, because it wasn't that long earlier this season. I feel like it got really long. You think he got extensions?
Oh, for crying out loud.
What?
Good question.
He's 20-something. His hair will grow.
My hair doesn't grow like that. I'm 20-something.
Well, you get your hair cut, too, don't you?
Not that often.
How often do you get your hair cut?
Not that often, whenever I need it.
What, once a month maybe?
No, not that often.
Not even once a month?
No. I just feel like he's it's expedited his growth process there. It's coming out the back. It's got some poof to it. It's impressive.
Huh. Well, it's working. And I just traded him in fantasy baseball. Probably not the smartest thing I've ever done.
Well, what'd you get in return, baby? That's how we judge the deal.
I traded Rosenthal and Irvin Santana, who were both dynamite last night, for Trey Turner, who's on the DL, but when he comes back, he's one of the top players in fantasy baseball.
You need some steals, yeah?
Yeah, I had no steals at all.
Hmm. Oh, there's Mike Lee. He hasn't been calling this week. Has he been calling you, Matt? He has? Okay, I haven't seen him pop up on the board. I just realized that just now when I saw him pop up on the board. Hello, Mike.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Hey, Carter won, huh?
They did. Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, like Molina.
Yeah. Couple of taters. Couple of them. Two of them.
Yeah, like Molina, you know.
Yeah, a couple of taters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, two of them.
Hey, you know, Carla out of town.
Carla is out of town.
Where is she?
Mexico.
Mexico.
Ooh.
Yeah,
no, Mexico.
She'll be back this week. And come up Wednesday, I'll be going to the radio station.
Very nice. Doug, watch this. Very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. Come up this Wednesday, I'll be going to see Carla at the radio station.
She'll be back from Mexico at that point.
Yeah.
Where about she going, our neighbor to the south?
She go with her father.
Oh, fun. Resort?
Going to Mexico.
So what is that? What is? What is?
I don't know.
And Carla tell me that she don't want me to they can't talk with any girl.
She don't want you talking to any girl while she's out of town?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when the cat's away, the mouse will play.
I talked to Penny, so.
You talked to him? Sim? Boy.
You didn't last long.
Right. Right. Moved right in on Penny as soon as Carla goes to Mexico. Hello, Penny.
Yeah. She said she loved me.
Penny likes you now. Loves you, in fact. Yeah.
Her birthday coming up, too. The 10th.
What are you going to get her?
Good question.
I don't know.
Don't you have any ideas for the birthday?
No, but she's a very nice girl. You ought to get her something nice, Mike.
I don't know. Well, yeah.
Look, something
her
nice.
Her birthday coming up Thursday. Oh. And Wednesday, I'm going to radio station. Yeah.
How'd you know that, Doug?
Well, I heard it somewhere. I don't remember where.
So, I can't wait going to Carla radio station Wednesday.
But what are you going to tell Carla when she comes back and you say, hey, I've reconnected with Penny, and, you know, we kind of got a thing going now.
I'm not going to say anything to Carla.
You're saying it on the radio right now.
That's gangster, man. That's gangster.
I hope she's not listening.
Yeah,
she's out of town, so.
We do pretty well in Mexico.
We're big in Cabo.
Yeah, I think you can catch the signal there.
Can you podcast south of the border?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and in international waters, Doug.
I can't wait going to be that way of staying with Cara.
Yeah, that's
Doug,
that
is on Wednesday.
I believe Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait that one.
She should be back from Mexico by then, I would think. Yeah.
I think she'll be back this Friday coming up. I don't know. So.
In the meantime, you might give Penny a call. She's probably not doing anything.
Penny called me sometimes. I talk with her.
Nice.
You want me to take over for Kat?
So I talk with her.
All right.
Go ahead.
Very nice.
Anything for Doug?
You got anything for Iggy this morning, Mike?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah. Anything for Iggy this morning,
Mike? Your peanuts smell like...
Put him down! Sorry you had to hear that.
Yeah, Ben, I know that's...
Mike Lee has...
Your young ears are delicate.
Mike Lee has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going to the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule. It's written with ink that's coming out of a pen from Wright Business Products. Thank you, Wrightsy. Didn't want to have to do that.
I mean, I was kind of captivated by the story, especially on the fifth time. Yep. And then...
There's a theme.
And then, unfortunately, Iggy had to set the ball up on the tee, and then it just got as vile as the day was long.
Yeah. Not much setup there either. He just went right into it.
I saw Mike Lee Tuesday. I went over to Cletus.
Steak and Shake Olive.
No, Four Seasons, where Cletus lives.
That's his. That's Cletus' home track, Doug.
Cletus, he lives at the Four Seasons
that's right.
Hotel?
Golf club over in Chesterfield.
Oh.
You ever get out there, shave strokes?
I don't think I have.
I've been out there once or twice with Cletus.
Where is it?
It's kind of by Bully Bottos. It's a little to the south of Pooley Bottles.
Pooley Bottle, right?
Right off of Olive. Olive and about a half mile.
It's very close to Mike Lee's Steak and Shake.
It's close to my house. That's all I care about.
Wait, was Mike Lee golfing?
No,
yeah, he shaved strokes.
We were in Cletus's cart going to the hole we were going to work on, and Mike Lee came flying out on his bike and needed some money for coffee. So Cletus said, "Don't buy the Starbucks, buy the Folgers."
Sure.
And Mike Lee said, "No Starbucks." So
had to be the expensive stuff. Mm.
And then he rode off on his bike to Starbucks, and we went and shaved strokes.
Doug, very nice.
Yeah. I've never played out there.
We didn't play. We just hit balls.
Okay.
Is there a range there? There's not a range. Oh, you just went out on like the fairway or something?
Maybe we just pick a hole that was open and just hit balls.
Doug, pick a hole, any hole. What, how about bills?
You have to pay for that?
No, he lives on the course. And he's a member, so he has his own golf cart.
He has his own golf cart?
Yeah, it's funny. He's driving around the whole neighborhood. Hey, Joan.
God. We got to get Joan on.
He's like the mayor of...
This is a country club?
I think she
club?
Texts in.
Eh, golf club.
What was your which hole did you pick?
Good question.
We started on one,
on
but
property?
Then... Nah, there wasn't a favorite hole. One, and then the ladies group.
Doug, what is one? It's kind of an uphill and then dogleg left?
It's a testy little golf hole. It's a nice starting hole. It was designed to let you get warmed up a little bit on that first hole. Not too difficult, and yet it's a pretty good challenge.
Yeah, I almost drove it.
You almost drove number one?
I think it's only like 260.
No, you're thinking of the wrong hole, bro.
We were all over the place. I think we went to like all nine holes we went to at some point.
But it's now dawned on Iggy that he's realizing he was saying he's at the wrong golf course.
That's the first time I've ever been to this course. I've never played it before. And I know we played one, just hit about 15 balls off the tee. Then the ladies group came, so we had a rundown.
How were the ladies?
They were all walking with carts, the pull carts.
Oh, the pull cart.
Yeah, it looked like hot. St. Louis Country Club on a Saturday morning.
Ew. St. Louis Country Club's big in the pull cart community?
They probably don't even have any.
No, they're the motorized carts. They just let them go and walk behind them.
I've seen those. They're like robotic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty nice. Yeah.
They're like Segways for golf carts.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like it, Ben.
They're going to turn against us one day.
The golf carts will.
Yeah, you can't trust them.
That might be a nice little Sports Sunday feature.
I think it could be. Try to get a photographer. I don't know if there's any lensmen available.
Doug, Pooley Bottles makes me nips hard and excited. Thanks. That's Mitch in the morning, Cumstein. That Pooley Bottles is sick. Have you been?
I've never been there. Mm. No. That's next to Harpo's West County, isn't it?
I don't think so. It's next to Classic Red Hots. And it's across the street from Mike Lee's Steak and Shake.
Oh. Well,
you know when we had our 13th anniversary gala?
Yeah.
Which we're still hungover from. Pauly Botto texted me to congratulate. He's a listener.
Is he?
I don't know if he wants that public, but now it's out there, yeah. Jack. Now it's out there, Jack.
Gala or gala?
Doug, do you say
I never
gala
know.
Or gala?
I say gala.
Gala?
I think it is gala.
Gala, gala, data. Let's call the whole thing off.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Martin.
Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Let's call the whole thing off.
I texted you this the other day, Timmy. I'm just amazed at... And it doesn't amaze me anymore, but the people that listen to this show that out of nowhere, I was going...
Medical doctors, Doug.
Lawyers.
Governors.
I don't buy
lawyers.
It. I don't buy it.
Athletes. But I was going to... I had to go to the government building in Clayton the other day.
Oh, sure.
To take care of their mistake so I could get my plates.
It's their fault.
And
felt like there was just a little tinge of shade in the statement.
Oh, quite a bit of shade. But I didn't know where the government building was, and... I stopped at a light, and next to me was a Clayton police officer.
No, an officer.
And I said, "Excuse me, officer, you know where the government building is?" He goes, "Yep, two blocks down on the right on Central."
He pointed.
Love the show.
He didn't say
I
that.
Swear to God, love the show. And I said, "Thank you for listening."
Did he ask him what show?
What show? Who do I look like, McGraw Millhaven?
Well, you could.
A little bit.
I can see it.
Doug is thinking of Gianfabio. Stick to Kirkwood, you hick. That's from the 636.
You know what? I will stick to Kirkwood.
But I don't know what that means.
I don't have any problem at all sticking to Kirkwood.
What's Gianfabio's?
I don't know.
Is that an Italian restaurant in Kirkwood?
Not that I know of either.
It just sounds like one, so just throw a few Italian names in there and it's a restaurant.
I'll be very happy to stick to Kirkwood, West County snob. Go on.
Do West County people look down on Kirkwoodians?
I don't know that they do.
I don't know. I try to find... Because in South City, we know we're better, so we don't think about what the rest of you do.
You don't even bother.
Right, exactly. Because we have the St. Gabriel School picnic, and as long as we have that...
you know, you're
Matt Rocchio and I. Matt Rocchio did a great job in the Chuckaluck booth this year.
He told me.
The kissing booth?
He told me before you got here, he lives on the east side of Hampton.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I trust me. I'm aware of that.
Let's keep that down. All right. Yeah, no. Yeah.
The wrong, we also known as the wrong side of Hampton.
All right.
Yeah. No, it's out in the open, though. Doesn't change your work in the Chuckaluck booth, though.
I didn't know that was supposed to be a secret.
Yeah. Yeah, and St. Gabriel's, they're the people who live on the west side of Hampton and the east side of Hampton.
You can probably tell just by looking at them.
Yep, yep. It's usually the peach fuzz mustache that's a giveaway.
Right.
Doug, have Dino make me a scotch. Fondle me. Mitch, how about that whole deal? How about that whole deal? Cumstein. Doug, Dean Martin, he would have a scotch.
Yeah, boy, he was a smooth dog.
He was a smooth dog.
I mean, if you could be like anybody in the world, wouldn't Dean Martin be one of the guys you'd want to be?
Fernando
Maybe
Salas.
Not now because he's dead, but when he was in his heyday, did anybody really have it licked any better than Dean Martin?
What about the chairman of the board?
Well, the chairman of the board was kind of mean-spirited guy.
No, he was not.
Yes.
Wow. Paul Mano might call in.
I'm not sure how nice a man Frank Sinatra was, but everybody loved Dean Martin.
He punched a guy out at the Chase Park Plaza.
Dean Martin did? No, that
Sinatra.
Was
Sinatra.
Did he really?
Chase Park Plaza. Some guy was trying to get an autograph, and he just punched him in the elevator.
That's awesome.
According to Kitty Kelly.
That's awesome.
Truth.
That's assault is what
that's
that
great.
Is.
That's great. More guys should do that.
More guys should punch
the
people.
The ball players should punch the adults who ask for autographs. Maybe they'd stop doing it.
Wow.
That's a strong take there, Ben Friend.
That's a low life form there. Those adults who stand around and wait for the adult player's autograph. That's a
it's an odd
bad
thing.
Look.
It's
hey,
an
kid,
odd
get out of my way. I'm going to have him sign 7 glossy prints. I'm going to go sell them on eBay. That's not a good look.
But
they should get punched.
I think you could say, I'm not signing today, rather than knock out his teeth
or break
his nose. Well,
if you say I'm not signing today and they come back the next day, you teach them a lesson.
You're kind of advocating violence here, Ben.
It's fine.
Doug, Gianfabio's is right by the Chesterfield Harpos, you hick. That's from the 314. What is this?
I've never heard
of the place. Would it be Gianfabio's or Gianfabio's? Probably Gianfabio's, right? But, I mean, as a Mick, I can't pronounce these things.
No,
right?
I can't either.
I have a tough enough time with my wife's maiden name, much less Gianfabio's.
Now, do you say Giancarlo's or we say...
Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, I think that's how it's... supposed to be pronounced, but
I just think if you say it a little different every time, eventually you'll get it.
Italian,
right.
Call
just
in, big man.
Guys, instead of Dean Martin, I would have rather have been Janine in her prime. Imagine all of the PUD you could have gotten.
PUD? It was like 1970?
Yeah. Some Sean Mahoney's dead eye.
Oh boy, that eye is dead too. I've seen it.
Tim, what's your favorite dish at Poli Botto's so I can go and get the same dish and be just like you? It will automatically make it my favorite. You are great. That's altsy. Well, Doug, as you know, I love the lamba.
You go there and you have the lamba. You kill a tiny little lamba. I can't do that. I can't eat that. I don't really want to eat duck either.
Really?
I don't have any trouble eating chickens or cows or pigs.
Why do you think that is, boy?
I don't know, because lambas and ducks just seem like nice little innocent little friendly creatures.
I think duck is good. Lamb gives me the jeebies a little bit.
That lamba's choice, baby. That extra virgin olive oil and a glass of wine.
Ew. Okay, don't make the noise. I don't have lamba.
Good rack of lamb, there's nothing better. Little mint jelly.
Mint jelly? You put jelly right there on the lamba?
A little side, and you just take a little bit onto your lamb. Or you can use béarnaise sauce, whatever you like.
Doug, what's your favorite dish at Fuddruckers? Thanks, that's from Carlos.
Cheeseburger. I go for the cheeseburger.
Oh, I do. Is there still one right there?
Yes,
kind of like
Sunset Hills has a fabulous Fuddruckers.
I might have to hit that tonight.
Yeah, it's
now,
good.
Now that I'm aware of it.
All kinds of soppings.
I'm telling you.
Every sopping you can think of.
Last time I was there, I think they had grilled chicken, too. You don't have to get the burger.
But why would you get
that?
The burger, baby?
Because you feel just a little bit better about the health standpoint. Grilled chicken's going to be better for
you. You still ship like 600 calories and like 80 carbs,
but I
baby.
Feel a little bit better.
Whatever makes you feel better is what I want.
That Fuddruckers is good.
Now, I'm telling you, Jack.
I don't need to go out to Chesterfield when I got a Fuddruckers just a hoot and a holler away.
Let's see. Boy, there's a lot of them coming in today. I mean, a lot of them coming in today. Can Iggy just finish his stupid DMV story so we don't have to hear about it later? It's from
right.
Painter Guy.
Okay.
I don't think you were even telling the DMV story.
Yeah, he got halfway there. Go ahead.
No, I didn't. I said I had to go get to the government building to take care of a mistake so I could get my plates. I wasn't going into the plate story.
But it all worked out for you, okay?
Yeah. Deer Creek.
Yes, Deer Creek. About a 20-minute wait. Nice young lady with a smile greeted me. It took me 5 minutes. And even though I had the new things, mm-hmm. I had to go get the new personal property tax, change the make of the or the year of the car because they messed up.
Yeah, they messed it up.
Just to see, I gave them the old ones.
They had the old ones.
She didn't blink. Gave me the plates without even looking.
Here are your plates. All right.
So there you go. I didn't really, that girl could have given me the plates.
Sure, she could have.
And didn't because she was mad at me.
Well, you cursed at her, didn't you?
No. Afterwards, but before, I just, some lady butted in line. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell the whole story again because the texter's upset.
Well, just one gentleman brought it
up. I wouldn't worry about a texter.
Went to Kirkwood Brewhouse last night, had the smoked meat sampler, my whole considerate pawn. That's from the Minuteman.
The meat sampler. What all is in the meat sampler?
Sounds delicious.
People love that brisket and turkey, especially the brisket.
Yeah.
I'm having lunch there today. Why don't you come on by? We'll have lunch today.
Well, I have to do something far more exciting than that. I have to take a car in to get the tires rotated.
Oh, sweet.
This is the life I've chosen.
I have to take
a car in. No, I
can't. Do that yourself.
Well,
just get it up on the jack, get your lug wrench out, and get under, get beneath there, get a little greasy. Sure, a lot of listeners would come over and help you.
I agree with that.
I could probably do it, and it would probably take me 10 hours.
No, just ask for a couple listeners to come over and help you. Get the lube, get the grease gun out.
Don't say get
it'll
the
take,
listeners in the
take
lube.
30
Don't
minutes.
Ever say that.
Well done, Ben. Guys, will Ben Fred be addressing Waka's dominant downward plan anytime soon? I'm tired of listening to Iggy lie about talking to cops and hitting balls at made-up golf courses. Thanks. Doug, that's from Mickey Mic Drop.
Well, I'm glad he brought that up because that's the key to Waka. I mean, you got to have the downward plane.
Yeah.
If the plane is downward, it's going to be a good day for him.
Because
the secret's out, folks.
It's not upward. He's the only guy who's ever been tall and attempted to pitch in the major leagues.
Gravity affects everyone, but it affects Michael Waka a little bit more, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Apparently so.
By the way, that cop actually listened, so if you're listening today, Mr. Police Officer, just call in and just say that happened.
Give us a good 10-4.
All right. Police officers, call in 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. Caller Adam continues to text in and says he's calling in to try to get on the air. But he's getting a busy signal.
Well, I hope he gets blocked. That's what I hope.
So
he's vile as the day is long.
Now do we have a situation where we have, allegedly, per the Plowhawks investigation team, Brian Hoffman going in and changing texters' names, and now somebody setting it up so certain callers are blocked from calling in?
That's nice.
What is going on behind the glass? What is going on behind the glass?
Well, Mike Lee got in.
He did. That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. Is there a way to block certain callers from calling in? Because he says he's getting a busy signal.
I don't think Seamonster would do that before he went on vacation.
But what about that Brian Hoffman? What about that Chris Gadney?
I don't know. Maybe they heard Adam's calls and were helping us out and just didn't want him on the air. But I don't know why they would care.
That could be. He's a snootful, that guy from Wentzville.
Hoffman is sneaky. Hoffman's a little sneaky. I'm going to go with Hoff. I don't know that Gardner's that smart. He probably wouldn't be able to figure out how to do it, but Hoffman definitely.
Wow.
That's a pretty good shot there at Gardzy.
Matt Whitener says, I just called it and got through. So there you go, Doug.
See, that's all.
So maybe it's specific to Adam. Yeah,
right. That's good. Someone's finally taking some action against him.
You're anti-Adam.
Well, yeah, he's extremely vile, mean-spirited and nasty.
That's just your opinion.
Well, I guess we won't have to hear from him anymore.
What if he just calls your cell phone, Doug, and you hold it up to the...
You don't have my number.
Well, go ahead and give it out.
BR549.
I can't believe you don't rotate your own tires.
Do you know what that number was for, BR549? You got to be kind of old to know what that is. That was the number that Junior Samples held up for Samples Auto Sales in Hee-Haw.
Why would I know what that is?
Well, everybody
like
my age
language
would know what
that you just said.
People my age would know what that is. BR549.
Was that like before the Andy Griffith Show?
That was about the same time, 70s.
And you remember the number, huh?
Well, everybody did.
Nobody remembers it.
Well, they do because back then there was like three stations, so everybody watched the same stuff.
And everybody watched Hee-Haw?
Yes. Everybody knew what Hee-Haw was.
Well, 2 weeks from today, one of our trivia is going to be Hee-Haw trivia on the TMA Live.
You got to hope for an older audience. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Ooh, deep, dark depression, excessive misery. Ooh, if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Ooh, gloom, despair, and agony on me. That's Hee Haw. You don't remember that?
Is that George Jones?
I don't know who sang it. They all sang it at some point.
Conway Twitty.
No, the guys on Hee Haw sang it.
Roy, what's that dude's
Roy
name?
Clark.
Roy Clark.
Buck Jones, Buck Owens.
Merle Haggard, rest in peace.
Well, they were all on there as guest stars
sure.
from time to time. Anybody who was anyone was on Hee Haw.
Misty Rowe's been a celebrity postcard.
Is she?
Yep.
Boy, that was a good program.
Did Run DMC ever drop by?
I don't think so.
Right.
I think so.
The 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Designer Heating and Cooling. They have over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. DesignAir is the number one trained dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. It's a pretty good read.
Yeah, it's very, very dramatic is what it is.
Doug, the Cardinals win last night. The Cubs lose. The Cardinals are 4.5 back. The Cardinals are 2 back of the Brewers. The Cardinals are 1 game under 500. And, Ben, they haven't been 500 since June 2nd?
It's been a minute, Tim.
Oh, I like that, Doug. I like that. It's been a minute.
Been a minute.
They're allergic to it.
Nice.
They're repelled by it.
Well, today will be different. They'll get a little W today and... Here we go.
They're going to jump on Molina's back, baby.
Yep.
Colton Wong said he is the St. Louis Cardinals.
He is the leader. He's the man we're going to follow. Are we going to read anything into that quote or no?
I think we should.
What are you going to read into that?
I think they like Yachty.
So you think people are choosing
sides?
See,
that's what you do it, Tim. You just say something that's like true, but you say it in a way that kind of... I think they like Yachty.
So you're kind of distancing yourself from it, making an opinion as opposed to a fact.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You're leading people to think they know what your opinion is, but
perfect.
Not really saying it.
This is Colorado. I guess he got through.
Oh. Is Tom still a sponsor
yes.
on the show?
Yes, he is.
Well, I don't need anybody's approval. So, listen, he's doing a barbecue thing with Second Shift on Saturday. Okay? And you could text. Should they just text Tom about it?
What would they text him about it? What would they text? What question do they have?
Should I give Tom's number out?
I don't think that's necessarily a good idea, Adam.
Hey, Doug.
What now?
Why don't you come over here with that five head and back that up?
Put him down! Put him down! Block him! Block him! Adam has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time, and he's been blocked.
What does that mean?
Yeah, now there's a... Mae Young's newborn hand's been disqualified. Deke Dodum's been permanently banned. What does blocked mean?
Now, if Hoffman didn't go in and block Adam's number...
He should now.
It's going to be done now. Yep.
Nice.
It sounded like blocked. He was trying to do somebody a solid, but he didn't really finish his thought there. He just was too...
It's not a great way to start a call. Hey, do you know there's a barbecue on Saturday? Should I give the guy's number? That's the quality of calls we get here.
Matt Whitener, who is serving the role of the Seamaster, just tweeted out 9 minutes ago his column on the New York Yankees.
Whitesy's got a column?
What
do you care about the Yankees?
We're locked in here today. Yes, Colorado Cam.
Hey, boys. How's it going this morning?
Well, we're fine.
Doug, do you know Colorado Cam?
I don't think so.
Oh, I just called you last week, Doug. It was my birthday on your guys' birthday.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. I didn't know that we called you Colorado Cam at the time. It was a name that threw me.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, do you guys know if they still have the Albert Pujols statue in Westport?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Matt Widener's saying yes.
Is it still there? The restaurant's going.
Yeah, I don't know. We went to eat last night, and I was going to go check it out, but I forgot to go look by.
What are you doing here if you live in Colorado?
Yeah.
I'm on vacation, Doug, all right? I got to come back for a wedding, see some family, you know?
Well, your phone sounded better in Colorado than it does here.
Because it's terrible in the very service.
I can hardly hear you.
I'm in the middle of this humid heat. I can't really stand it right now, Doug.
I can't handle it.
I think he said, I can't find any weed here.
Oh.
I think that's what he said.
I couldn't understand a word.
I haven't seen the Pujols statue in a while. It's still there, though.
You don't go by it every month just to check in on it?
To pay homage?
Homage? Yeah. No.
Tip your cap while you go by?
It used to be kind of a fun restaurant there when he was in his heyday and had a bunch of memorabilia in there. That's all gone now. Hmm.
I want to go on the air. Answer the phone, producer. That's from Shrewsbury Seminary student.
Press conference got him fired up, Tim.
Yeah, people have questions, and we, of course, have the answers. All the answers.
The Shrewsbury Seminary student should be studying scripture at this hour, not calling this show.
Nice.
Here's a take. Caller Adam has jumped the shark, according to one texter.
Well, I see a shark jump
you,
him.
Is that you texting in?
Doug, this is the Shrewsbury Seminary student.
Hello, Shrewsy.
Thanks for finally answering the phone.
Hey, we're not the ones who pick it up.
I missed the morning show with you and that other guy. I don't know what it was. But anyways, how you guys doing?
We're fine. How are you?
Is it press conference Thursday?
Press conference Thursday, yep.
Okay, cool. Hey, Adam, can you call back? I'm trying to figure out which car seat to get for the kid.
Doug, they're going to do this over the air.
Apparently so. Adam's been blocked. He's been blocked.
Let me know, Adam.
Good call, Shrewsy. Good solid call.
Doug, it's press conference.
It's the guy that's going to lead your congregation someday.
He's just trying to get his car seat situation figured out. He's being a good parent.
Right.
Tim, what do you think of Jessica Biel's bangs? I'm not a fan. Thanks. That comes from Aunt Peg.
Margaret. Huh. I have not seen her bangs.
I haven't seen that. Is that right? She went to bangs? Anybody seen this?
I don't know.
See, I don't know.
She's married to Justin Timberlake.
She
is that correct?
Is. And does that make you jealous of her?
Of her? No. Him a little bit. That's power couple there.
I may be the only guy in the country, but I never found her attractive.
Oh, well, come on, Iggy.
Beautiful. Wow.
That's just a bad take. Are you kidding me?
I just never found her that hot.
I don't even think you should. That's just
so if you had the option
suspendable offense.
Christy Canyon or Jessica Biel, you would go with Christy Canyon.
For sex?
No, to host a bowling show.
Well, the bowling show, probably Biel. Sex, Christy, because she's obviously knows what she's doing.
I'd go for Dwayne Dow on the bowling show. Channel 2 used to do Bowling for Dollars years ago at the Arena Bowl.
I did that. And I was in Pinbusters too, yeah.
And Dwayne Dow was the sports director at Channel 2, and they would make him host Bowling for Dollars.
And what would happen on the show? Because I'd love to see KMOV replicate this and bring back DB's Delight if you would.
I don't remember much of it. Did they have to pick splits or something?
No, I think you bowled three or four frames and you had to win like 3 or 4 weeks in a row, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh. And Pinbusters was the same. I can't remember who the host was.
And you were on there?
Yeah, I won 2 matches and I lost. And I was so nervous after I lost my 3rd match. I had my rosin bag in my hand and whoever the host was at the end said, you know, the
Dwayne Dow
producer back there holding up the let's applause. And I'm so pissed that I lost my match. I missed a spare in the last frame.
No.
And I'm just clapping. And the whole time I have my rosin bag. And you see on the show just puffs of smoke all over the place. The rosin going everywhere. Yeah. I'm not even noticing it.
Like it was like LeBron taking the floor.
Would that have been like the late 70s probably? Mid to late
maybe.
70s.
I still have the purple ribbon. It says Pinbusters on it.
Nice.
Doug, caller Adam is called back to respond to Shrewsbury Seminary student.
Okay. We'll unblock him just momentarily. All right. See, unblocked. Yes, we hear you now.
Listen, my Uncle Fred Broski hosted Bowling for Dollars in Kansas City.
Did he?
Wow, it was a franchise.
But listen, Shrewsy, if you're not getting a Toyota Venza, preferably a 2013, then you can get the hell out of here. Okay. I got a babysitter on Saturday, and we're going to go out in the garage and bang in it.
You and your wife are just going to have a babysitter in your home so you can go out to the garage and engage in coitus.
My mom and dad live off Lucas and Hunt at Pasadena Hills. We're dropping the baby off, going back to Winfield, banging in the car.
Doug, that's what they're going to do. All
right. I think the seminary student had a question about the type of car seat.
Did he say car seat or car?
Car seat.
Check this out. It's called Chico Next Fit. and it's got a zipper. You unzip it because when they're learning how to potty train, Tim, this is good for you.
Yep.
You got to unzip this thing and throw it in the wash, zip it back on because they're going to piss in that thing like 30 times.
Mm.
Not that many times.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, just keep it clean.
Hey, block this, bitch.
Pot him down! Hey! Pot him down! Pot him!
Adam, suspension was just trebled. He's now been suspended a period of 6 days' time, and he's been blocked. And I don't expect that felt very good.
Kind of a good pro tip on what he's got lined up for the weekend, though.
Yeah.
This is Shrewsbury Seminary.
Oh, hello, Shrewsbury.
Adam, so it's got a zipper?
Oh, God. Yes, it has a zipper.
Why don't you just call Adam?
No,
why don't you call Adam?
He
directly.
Doesn't need to. We've solved it. It has a zipper, and you're able to wash it because the kid apparently goes to the bathroom in the car seat
30 times.
I mean, how much are you driving around with your kid?
That. I'm trying to. I might get a new whip soon, and I was trying to debate between cloth or leather seats because of the kid. He's coming in November.
Yeah.
The answer is leather.
So,
leather.
You can wipe it off anything. Cloth stains.
All right. I thought Tony Larusa got cloth seats because his dogs were pooping in the car all the time.
How would cloth seats help with that?
I don't know. It's just what I heard. Old wives' tale.
Yeah. It was an important and ongoing story during his managerial reign in St. Louis.
Hey, Tim, what came out about the Outsports thing yesterday? Have you guys covered that yet?
We have not covered it yet. We're taking phone calls where listeners go back and forth about child's car seats.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was going to give a take on that, but I haven't heard what they
said. Go ahead and give your take.
Well, it's just interesting. So I joke about being a seminary student, but I actually am a man of the faith. But
sure you are.
It's just I really am.
Yeah.
But it's just an interesting thing. I would say that, you know, I don't really understand why, just personally from, like, what I believe, Christian people have to be against any kind of event like that or outing like that for that celebrates the gay community. To me, there really isn't anything in the Christian religion that should I guess lead you to have a problem with them having an event at a ballpark. You know what I mean?
Doug, there is no mention of Christian Day at the ballpark in the Bible, Book of Revelations.
No, I don't believe there was.
Right. So that's just my take. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of, it's really dumb. And then the whole thing was like Mike Matheny complaining about being like how it's like hard to be a Christian or something like that. Like it's like you're persecuted for being a Christian. I don't know how that really holds up. Like, you know, in America it's pretty easy to be a white Christian guy in America. That's just my idea. I mean, I'm that, and I don't know, life's not that hard, you know what I mean?
Well, you're trying to figure out what kind of car seat to get. That's tough.
Yeah, there's still decisions,
right? Debating about cloth or leather.
Yeah.
right. Well, Doug, have you checked out that new K-Dot? Yeah, you checked out the new Kung Fu Kenny?
What are you talking about?
That new Kung Fu Kenny.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the new Kendrick Lamar album, man. It's good.
We decided that K-Dot's got higher upside both in the short term and long term than Yeezy. Agree?
Wow. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I agree with that.
I don't know.
I think I do.
He's a producer. He's a genius.
I just sang one of the Hee Haw songs. You think I care about K-Dot?
He'll divorce that Kardashian and he'll get back on track.
Hey, Doug, which kind of car seat you think I should get, for real?
What kind of car seat? I don't know. Yeah. I've been out of that business for about 17, 18 years. I don't know what kind of car seat you should get.
All right, well, can I sit on you?
Put him down! Put him down!
Thursday. Sometimes it's tough, but it's worth it.
Shrewsbury Seminary student. Suspended. He's wondering.
He says
he's
a man who adheres to Scripture.
Right. Sure he does. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Find that in the Scriptures. Yeah.
Listen, tell Shrewsy, my number is 636-248-4227.
What is this?
Just text me your address. I'll mail you. I got a Bye Bye Baby 20% off gift card. You get that Next Fit Zip, $279, take 20% off that. It's going to be like $50 off.
$280?
Wow. Good value.
Let me tell you something, you old Band-Aid suit. Your blocks don't mean crap. How about that? I'll call in three times, bitch.
Put him down! Put him down! Adam has been suspended a period of 16 days' time.
Oh, my God.
And he has been blocked.
He's pushing it here.
Tim, you're wrong about the Book of Revelations. The Christian day at the ballpark stuff was in the Book of Job. Thanks. That's from Adonis Jordan.
Thou shalt not attend Christian day at the ballpark.
If the gays were there.
Okay.
That's what it says.
I've never read that, but it's there. I don't know.
Right.
Did they even know what a ballpark was?
Yep, I think they had the arena of sport.
They had the Coliseum.
They had to do something back then.
Because Abner Doubleday appears in...
Well, Abner's done it again.
They had gladiator games back then.
Yeah, but did they call it a ballpark?
Sure they did.
Yep. Yes, they did.
Arena, they called it.
But if you lose translation, if you talk to a scholar... Right.
They didn't
Correct.
Play ball.
Ballpark.
Yes, they did, sir.
It translates roughly, I think, Tim.
Yeah, but
You took some, you know, classes at... I took this at Mizzou.
I took 4 years of Latin at the university high school, and the game of soccer was born out of Roman soldiers kicking the heads of their victims around.
Was it really?
Nope.
At the ballpark.
You agree with me, Matt Rocchio? Yep. How about that?
That seems kind of rude, disrespectful.
If the Cardinals played like that, maybe they'd win a few more games.
Nice take, Jack. Nice take, Jack.
They didn't have any other balls they could play with, I guess. Nothing else round.
Clip that off.
Not a round thing at all out there 2,000 years ago.
Wouldn't the neck kind of get in the way of the ball? I mean, you think the head would roll pretty well until it hit the neck area. Then it would just kind of go off path.
Chin could be a problem.
Sure.
Depending on the chin.
Lots of odd angles. I guess it wouldn't be any worse than a football, though. It'd be kind of like playing... Somewhere between soccer and kicking a football. What if they dried him out or just let the blood just spray
everywhere? Don't you think it maybe happened one time and then someone said, you know what, this is like the grossest, most horrendous thing anyone's ever done. Let's maybe invent a ball.
No, I think around the time they were doing human sacrifices, they probably didn't think too much about kicking the old dried out head around. It was probably just an activity.
Tim, also in the Book of Job, the Lord said, Matheny, you little league manager, I am tired of it. Thanks. That's from Grandpa Pigeon.
Didn't say any of that. It just didn't happen that way. I'm no biblical scholar.
I think
but
I do
I'm
remember
sure it
that.
It didn't happen that way.
Because I remember it was tired, period of, period in, exclamation
Correct.
Point.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. That's what John 3:16 is, if I'm not mistaken. That's why people would hold that up at sporting events. Guy with the rainbow wig.
That's where all that started.
Yep. People don't know it.
Well, I'll try to go back.
Because there was no sound off section then, and that was their way to vent. Design Air is St. Louis's top HVAC provider. Want to know why? It's because their no-pressure service is second to none. With over 75 trained and qualified HVAC technicians, Design Air Heating and Cooling will always provide fast and friendly service across the metro area. Doug, the cat, and I have all used Design Air and can attest to their fast and friendly service. Whether you reside in Kirkwood, St. Peter's, O'Fallon, Maryland Heights, North or South County, or St. Louis City proper, Design Air will take care of you. Call them today at 314-739-1600 or visit them online at designairservice.com. Design Air Heating and Cooling, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop. There is an update on that story that the Shrewsbury Seminary student wanted us to discuss, but we hadn't because we were kind of doing this back and forth thing on child's car seats.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a fun bit we wanted to do.
It's
we wanted
topical.
To do it 2 weeks ago, but we didn't have time, so now we get to do it in the 7 o'clock hour. I hope it played well for the audience.
Now, in my day, we didn't need no car seats.
What'd you do? Just strap in, strap on?
We didn't have seat belt. A lot of cars did not have seat belts.
So you were just shooting around in the back of the family truckster?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sit in the front seat, crawling from the front to the back. Seat belts. Go on with your seat belt.
Well, now parents text and drive with their kids in the car. So you got to think, they weren't doing that.
Yeah.
So it's still probably safer than driving around with a loose child crawling around the cabin.
I remember some station wagons had a third row seat that faced outward, so you're looking backwards.
Yeah.
And your legs would be, 6 inches away from that back bumper. If you ever got rear-ended, you'd just get smashed like an accordion. I didn't think anything of it.
Put your least favorite kid in the way hind back.
Yeah.
That's the way you did it.
Is that the way you do it?
Yes.
On the off chance they go?
Yes.
Huh.
You surround, you put your favorite kid in the middle and surround the outer areas with your least favorite
with
kids.
With padding.
Correct.
Don't padding. Say that because I was always in the back.
Well,
but I liked it. I liked watching from behind.
Better clip
started
that
at
off.
A young age, Tim.
Yeah, it just got clipped off. I saw it happen. All right, we got a break. Derek Gould with us coming up at 8:30. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.